By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back again to our beautiful program, Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We've also got, mashallah Azza wa Jal, a tilawat and then a beautiful kalam. We've got, mashallah Azza wa Jal, Habibai in the studio. Jazakallah Habibai for coming. Habibai comes from Doncaster, South Yorkshire. And it takes him roughly about an hour and a half to get to the studio. And mashallah Azza wa Jal is working thoroughly with his Jamiatul Madina. For the viewers, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching our Rise and Shine program. Every day we have a reminder for you. Every day we have a daily hadith as well. And also we have Ghulam Rasool. So first of all, let's do the first thing. Every morning, the best thing to do is to rise and shine with the beautiful recitation or listening to the glorious Quran. And so many people, you know, the Quran has changed millions of lives around the world. Many people who have entered into Islam, they say that we read the Quran and we entered into Islam. So inshallah, let's start our beautiful day with the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaitane mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وقاسمهما انی لکما لمن الناصحین
اور ان سے قسم کھائی کہ میں تم دونوں کا خیر خواہ ہوں
فدلاهما بغرور
تو اتار لایا انہیں فریب سے
فلما ذاق الشجرة بدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وناداهما ربهما ألم أنهكما عن تلكما الشجرة وأقل لكما إن الشيطان لكما عدو مبين
پھر جب انہوں نے وہ پیڑ چکھا ان پر ان کی شرم کی چیزیں کھل گئیں اور اپنے بدن پر جنت کے پتے چپٹانے لگے اور انہیں ان کے رب نے فرمایا کیا میں نے تمہیں اس پیڑ سے منع نہ کیا اور نہ فرمایا تھا کہ شیطان تمہارا کھلا دشمن ہے
قال ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين
دونوں نے عرض کی اے رب ہمارے ہم نے اپنا آپ برا کیا تو اگر تو ہمیں نہ بخشے اور ہم پر رحم نہ کرے تو ہم ضرور نقصان والوں میں ہوئے
قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الارض مستقر ومتاع الى حين
فرمایا اترو تم میں ایک دوسرے کا دشمن اور تمہیں زمین میں ایک وقت تک ٹھہرنا اور برتنا ہے
قال فيها تحيون وفيها تموتون ومنها تخرجون
فرمایا اسی میں جیو گے اور اسی میں مرو گے اور اسی میں سے اٹھائے جاؤ گے
یا بنی آدم قد انزلنا علیکم لباسا یواری سوآتکم وریشا ولباس تقوی ذلک خیر
اے آدم کی اولاد بے شک ہم نے تمہاری طرف ایک لباس وہ اتارا کہ تمہاری شرم کی چیزیں چھپائے اور ایک وہ کہ تمہاری آرائش ہو اور پرہیزگاری کا لباس کو سب سے بھلا.
ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
یہ اللہ کی نشانیوں میں سے ہے کہ کہیں وہ نصیحت مانے.
یا بنی آدم لا یفتننکم الشیطان کما اخرج ابویکم من الجنہ ينزع عنهما لباسهما لیوریہما سوآتہما.
اے آدم کی اولاد, خبردار تمہیں شیطان فتنے میں نہ ڈالے, جیسا تمہارے ماں باپ کو بہشت سے نکالا اتروا دیے ان کے لباس کہ ان کی شرم کی چیزیں انہیں نظر پڑیں.
انہو یراکم ہوا وقبیلہ من حیث لا ترونہم.
بے شک وہ اور اس کا کنبہ تمہیں وہاں سے دیکھتے ہیں کہ تم انہیں نہیں دیکھتے.
جعلنا الشیاطین اولیاء للذین لا یؤمنون.
بے شک ہم نے شیطانوں کو ان کا دوست کیا ہے جو ایمان نہیں لاتے.
وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا.
اور جب کوئی بے حیائی کریں تو کہتے ہیں ہم نے اس پر اپنے باپ دادا کو پایا اور اللہ نے ہمیں اس کا حکم دیا.
قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
تم فرماؤ بے شک اللہ بے حیائی کا حکم نہیں دیتا, کیا اللہ پر وہ بات لگاتے ہو جس کی تمہیں خبر نہیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل, we listen to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran, Surah Al-A'raf. May Allah Ta'ala keep us under the shade of His blessed mercy. And inshallah azawajal, that is where true success lies. True success is not in earning wealth of this world. True success is not having a status in this world. True success is a person who has a status and who has wealth in the hereafter. And the wealth of the hereafter will not be money or gold or silver, but rather it will be good deeds. That is our main aim, is to please Allah Ta'ala and enter paradise. So for that, we need to read the Quran as much as possible. Remember the other day, we were discussing about consistency. Doing something small, but doing it for a long time. Not doing something great, you know, not reading one para today and then leaving it for another 5-6 days or 5-6 months even, and then coming back and reading another para. Reads a slightly, a bit, if you can read one ruku every day, you know, consistently try to read that, but read it every day, inshallah. I make the intention, you also make the intention as well. Now we've got, it's time for the kalam. Alhamdulillah, as well, we listen to the Quran, we have the Quran every day. So that is brilliant, mashallah. So let's go towards the beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa رستے بھی لنگ مہی تیری دید دی حسرت ہن بڑیاں تیری یاد پئی تڑپا دیے تیرا نوری ذکر جدوں ہوے میرے غم دا مدا انج ہجر دی رات نو چمکاوے جیوے روشن ہون پھل جھڑیاں تیری یاد پئی تڑپا دیئے جدو تیرا غلام کہا وا میں کیوں خوف کسے دا کھاوا میں جدو تیرا غلام کہاوا میں کیوں خوف کسے دکھاوا میں تیرے ہندیاں اے مدنی آقا مینو دین دین لوکی کیوں تڑیاں تیری یاد پئی تڑپا دیئے کتھے میں غیر علی کتھے خادم او مخدوم میرے کتھے میں غیر علی کتھے میں عاصی میں خادم او مخدوم میرے اے فیض ریاض علی دائے تیرے اتے نے رنگتا جو چڑیاں تیری یاد پئی تڑپا دیئے لالیاں نینا نے جھڑیاں کدی اس رستے بھی لنگ مہی تیری دید دی حسرتاں ہن بڑیاں تیری یاد پئی تڑپا دیئے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. MashaAllah Azawajal, a very beautiful kalam, and it does wake you up in the morning. Alhamdulillah Azawajal do this kalam. May Allah Ta'ala reward the majlis and the reciter as well. Ji Habib bhai, I'll mention this story that I'm reading, and this story has been mentioned in a beautiful book called Aashiqane Rasool ki 130 hikayat, stories of Aashiqane Rasool, 130 stories. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a very famous wali Allah of his time anyway, but Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that I was going towards Baitullah Sharif for Hajj, and on the way I met with this young person, and he had nothing with him, you know, no luggage with him, and I stopped him and I gave him salam, and he replied to me, and I said that, my son, you are going for Hajj, but you haven't got anything with you, you haven't got any luggage with you. And the young man, he asked him, he goes, where are you going? He goes, I am going towards Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says, where have you come from? He goes, I have come from Allah Azza wa Jal. Yeah. And then Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that, I can see that you're not carrying any luggage with you. How are you going to survive without your luggage, without your food? Have you got any money? And the person, he says that, oh Malik, when I left my home, I left with five words. Kaf, ha, ya, ain, sad. I left with these five words. And Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he goes, can you explain to me what do you mean? And he says, by kaf, kafi, yani Allah is enough for me. By ha, it means hidayat, yani Allah Ta'ala is the one who will guide me. With ayn, alim, Allah Ta'ala is the knower. Sadiq, Allah is the truthful one. And Allah Azza wa Jal is with me. If he's sadiq, if he's enough for me, you know, if he's my guide, then I don't need anyone else. And Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that, I felt pity for him and I offered him my kameez. And I said, at least take this with you, because you know, you don't have anything. And the person, he says that, oh Malik, I like to stay, you know, uncovered, but wear this kameez, because if it's by the halal money, I've got an answer to Allah on the day of judgment. If it's with haram money, then I'm going to get punished on the day of judgment. So I don't want to get into this that Allah Ta'ala will ask me. So I've got nothing. So I've got no answers to give to Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment. And he says that at night, this young man, he would sit alone and he would make dua in the court of Allah, and he would plead, he would cry. And you know, I would feel pity at him when I would see him. And then he says that we put our ihram on for Hajj, and everyone was reading Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. And I noticed that this young man is not reading the Talbiyah. So I went up to him and I goes, why are you not reading Labbaik? And he says that, oh Malik, the beautiful answer, he says, oh Malik, why I am not saying Labbaik is, what if Allah Azza wa Jal replies to me, La Labbaik wa la sa'adayk wa la asma'u kalamaka wa la anzur ilayk. What if I say that Labbaik, and Allah Ta'ala, he says, La Labbaik, you are not accepted, I don't want to do anything with you. Because of that fear, I am not speaking. And Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says that, I saw him again in Mina Sharif, when everyone was there resting in their tents. He was in sajda, in prostration, making dua. And he goes, all of a sudden, I heard him scream and fall to the ground. When I went and I saw him, his soul had departed his body. You know, so this is what our topic of our program is. Those people, the Allah-loving people, they, you know, they have nothing to do with the world. They only have their focus towards Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm sure that you're going to have many stories. And what are you going to put your input in this story?
Ji Hussain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, verse number 31 of Surah Al Imran, that say that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and will forgive for you your sins, and Allah is most forgiving, the most merciful.
MashaAllah.
So from this we can understand that one of the main aspects of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. So when it comes to the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming fana fillah, the steps towards that is being so devoted towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you you have so much immense love of the Prophet ﷺ, and then the next step after that will be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you become so immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you lose yourself in muhabbat mein apni guma ya ilahi.
MashaAllah. Now alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you know, sometimes in our lives we get ups and downs, we get tested by Allah azza wa jal, but those people who love Allah azza wa jal will always say that it comes from Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's come from Allah ta'ala. But there are people, sadly, you know, who don't have that. Maybe they don't have that love for Allah. They will start to complain.
Exactly that. There's that one waqia, the story of when a person, he was a businessman and he had a really big business deal. And once his shipment was coming, and unfortunately on the way the ship sank and all of his goods, they all were destroyed. So then someone came and informed him. So his grief at that time, it was not there. He just said, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah.
Subhanallah.
And then later on, he found out that was actually a false news. So after a few days, when they came back to him and they told him that was actually a false news, his reaction was still the same, Alhamdulillah. So people ask, you know, what's the problem here? You, when we told you, which was a really, you know, a burden, it should be a burden upon you, should be something that you should be shocked about. Your reaction was as normal and you just said, Alhamdulillah. And then the same thing we told you, which was a good news for you, something that you should have been excited for, your reaction was just simple and you just said, Alhamdulillah. And he said, this was just the decree of Allah and I accept whatever Allah has given to me. So, you know, this is an aspect of love as well. It's accepting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. It's my Lord, it's my Rabb, I love Him, and it is He who has decreed this for me. So who am I to complain? So we should not complain. And this is a Shari'i point as well, that complaining about your decree and could actually lead someone towards kufr, disbelief as well. So the scholars of Islam have mentioned, you know, things like questioning Allah's decree. For example, someone's passed away. Why did that person have to go? Was this person so needed for you? Okay, that you had to take him. So people end up saying these words upon people's death. This can constitute to kufr. So it's very important that we understand that the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes from Him. You know, we read in when we are in the madrasa that amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi, and at the end what they say, wa qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah. That qadr, which is good and bad, it comes from Allah. So this is something that is taught to us from a young age, from madrasa age. So we need to build on that and understand what does that mean. That when the decree is comes from Allah, then whatever happens for a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many wisdoms behind it. And you need to understand that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for a person, it will always be good for him as
Mashallah.
Well.
Another thing, Abibai, you know, we went to the madrasa when we were young, but this thing that you've just told me, inshallah, Azwir, I'm going to start to act upon that as well. Because, you know, we've been to the madrasa, we've learned Iman-e-Mufassal, we've learned Iman-e-Mujmal, we never learned the meaning, we never learned what it means. Yeah. And that's a very, very important thing. You know, if you allow, you say, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, you know, وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, there are people who are denying that, oh no, how can you be, you know, coming back to life? So again, we taught our children, they know it by heart, but they don't know what the meaning is. And, you know, subhanAllah, it's very important that whatever we teach our children in the madrasa, and this is something that I'm going to go back and make sure that our teachers are explaining to the children what it means as well.
I would just like to give some advice, some tips for the viewers of Madrin channel as well. Many people, they'd be facing problems. Sometimes it's issues, external issues, meaning maybe something related to their business or to their job or to their family. Sometimes it's internal issues as well, but they're not comfortable with themselves. You know, they don't feel, they don't have that self-dignity or that self-confidence in them. So a bit of a tip for our viewers of Madani channel, that do something which will increase your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them things what you can do is called self-affirmation. So having affirmations that you read or you talk to yourself on a daily basis. So, you know, looking into the mirror or just, you know, when you're on your own sometime, just say these words aloud. Okay, so sometimes saying words aloud will have an effect, because when you hear it yourself, one thing is thinking them words, one thing is saying them words aloud so your ears can hear them, and then it resonates inside of you. So saying things like, you know, saying things to yourself like, I love Allah and Allah loves me. Allah has created me beautiful. I accept Allah's decree. Okay, I am a good human being. I am a good Muslim with good morals. And saying this to yourself will, inshallah, start to increase the things that you are saying, and it will be implemented in your lifestyle as well. So this is called daily affirmations. And psychologically as well, psychiatrists, they say that you should do this. That if you are feeling a lack of confidence, if you are feeling a lack of self-awareness, then talk to yourself and tell yourself that you are a good person, that you are someone of good morals, you are a beautiful person. Because some people have that self-esteem issue because of maybe their looks, their weight. So talk to yourself about this, and inshallah that will increase your self-awareness and your self-stability.
MashaAllah, that was brilliant, Habib Bhai. Our children, you know, this is something that we can, you know, to mention to our children as well. Now, you know, if there's any Islamic brothers or Islamic sisters who are watching, and you are teachers, you know, you've got a class of children, then what you need to do is you need to make, number one is think of them as your own children. Because obviously, because you are teaching them, you're going to be held responsible and answerable to Allah Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. So make sure that when you teach these children, give them that love and full attention, so that when they grow up, alhamdulillah, you know, they can start to, you know, act upon this and have this aqidah in their hearts and minds as
this
well.
This is for the parents as well. The parents,
for the parents. And it's very important. And there are so many stories. And this is what our topic is today as well. Those people who loved Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, here, viewers of Madri Channel, let's all look at ourselves. Let's all, you know, as they say, sit back and put ourselves in the courtroom and ask yourself these questions. How much do I have love for Allah Azza wa Jalla? And if we do have that love for Allah Azza wa Jalla, do you think that we'll ever miss our salah? Do you think that we'll ever commit a sin? Do you think we'll ever do anything against the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla? No, we won't. You know, if you love someone, have you ever seen people, you know, with punk hairstyle? Why do they have this punk hairstyle? It's because the one they love has got the same hairstyle. Mm. There was a time, even nowadays, you know, people are wearing, you know, trousers that are torn. Why do they wear that? You know, we make fun of them, but they wear that because the one that they love, he wears the same clothes, the way that they look. And I found about this person, he's got so many memorabilia at home, so many memories about the one he loves. He tries to act like him, talk like him, dress like him. His house is full of his pictures. Why? Because he loves him. Now again, you ask yourself, and I ask myself, we say we love Allah Ta'ala. Does that resemble in our daily life? Does that resemble in our body as well?
Yeah, exactly, Afisab. You know, sometimes we judge people. And when we judge them and we think of them as pious people, Allah loving people, what are we judging them by? So the way that we should be judging them by is from what Allah has mentioned in the Quran, the verse that I mentioned about follow, if you love Allah, then follow me, meaning the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, fattabi'uni. So we should look at a person and judge a person through his following of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, meaning following the Sharia, following the commandments of Allah. Unfortunately, nowadays, this trend of following these buzurgs, or so-called buzurgs that go khilafi shariat, okay? So this trend of fake peers is very common. So we think, you know, bara poncha hua banda hai, he's very close to Allah, very loving to Allah. Kyun subah ki namaz, fajr ki namaz Makkah mein padhta hai, sham ki namaz Madine mein, aur jo asr ki namaz hai wo Baitul Maqdis mein padhta hai, aur dusri namaz wo Baghdad mein.
When it comes to food time, is there with us?
Exactly, food time.
So why can't he go and eat that somewhere?
So, you know, people are deluded in their mind, and they just think that if a person's got a beard, or he's well known, or he does dam durood or whatever it is, then that person is a massive wali of Allah and very close to
and
Allah.
And you know, in distance, would there have been many people that have been caught and they don't even know how to recite the first kalima?
Yeah, sometimes it's even the fact that sometimes it's there'll be non-Muslims. And they'll be taking scamming people. So these mostly people are they be scammers. So if you look into them, nothing will reflect Shariat in them. Namaz, Quran, following the Sunnah, you know, keeping the limits, especially between the women as well. So a lot of these cases, it comes out, you know, with they've been abusing women, raping women and things like this. So ma'adallah, these kind of things are happening. So we need to really understand that the people who are Allah loving people, they will never go against Sharia. They will be people who are law abiding citizens i.e. law abiding of the Sharia.
MashaAllah Azawajal. We've got a very beautiful daily reminder for you today as well. Alhamdulillah, as you know that we have a daily reminder. Let's go towards our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
News of my mission. This is a beautiful ayah of Quran, such a beautiful glad tiding for the believers. It is about the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and a great hope for the believers. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran, say you, O beloved, O my slaves, all Muslims are truly the slaves of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who have committed excess against their own souls by committing sins, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, He only is the oft forgiving, the most merciful. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should never be despair of the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should never be hopeless from the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No matter how many grave sins we have done, we should still come back to the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness. He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is kind, He is compassionate, He is merciful. He will forgive our sins, inshaAllah azza wa jal. And this is the message from Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, a very beautiful reminder. Habibi, we were talking about, you know, Buzurg, all these people. And we mentioned one of the cases where it happened that this person, MaazAllah, you know, he's been abusing women as well. And why is it that people will go towards these people?
These are the people who are destroying the name of Sunniyat. So these things, for example, Tawizat and all these things, the basis in Quran and Sunnah. But because of these people, people are having a negative mind towards these spiritual things. So like we mentioned before, the way to judge a person is through the Shariat.
MashaAllah.
So that is the best way that we can see if a person is genuine or not.
You know, scholars, they mention that if you want to choose a peer, now Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, Piri Muridi is a very, very long tradition. You know, MashaAllah, it's a very sacred tradition as well. But nowadays, because of these fake peers, you know, people talk bad about, oh, ye peer, I say, this happened. Halanke, it's something that our pious predecessors, Alhamdulillah, did. And it's also, you know, Ba'at is mentioned in the Quran. Ba'at is the scholars, they mention, that's how, especially nowadays, the scholars, they mention how important it is. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has written down for us four conditions. And Amir al-Sunnah beautifully mentions, he goes, when you look at a peer or when you are choosing a peer, open your eyes and look at him. Make sure that you do all your, as they say, background checks about that person. And then when you choose him, close your eyes and follow him. Because now what happens is when we choose a peer, you know, we say, oh, Fulani Peer Sahib, you know, my friend went to him. His business was really struggling. He did dua and he got better. Right? I love him as my peer. Then what happens is then we blindly start to follow these people.
And unfortunately, the reason for why peer and tariqat is done, that reason is now not seen, but for the wrong, or you can say for other reasons, alternative reasons, people do Peer Muridi. So mainly people think Peer Sahib is the one that will do dua for you, that will do dham for you, that will write tawheez for you, that will sort out any jinn problems, any illnesses, any problems in the business. A peer is not someone that will do this. A peer or a sheikh or a spiritual guide is someone that will actually guide you on Shariat and Tariqat, meaning that he will make you to that level that you can become a pious individual, help you get rid of the sins, help you implement the Shariat, help you implement Salah, help you implement Quran. This is what the real duty of a peer is. And people just think in today's day and age that peer is for someone that can give you dua, that can give you taweez. So the understanding of Peer Muridi has changed as well. So we need to bring back that concept that the reason why the pious predecessors, the saints before, And this chain of being really, why this used to go on was because so then I can attain the closeness of Allah. I can get rid of the sins. And the sheikh and the spiritual guide would give khas, you can say special advice to his murids on how to get rid of the tricks of shaitan, how to get rid of the sins from your life, how to implement the commandments of Allah. And look at a prime example, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Ghawth-e Azam radiallahu ta'ala an, and in today's day and age, Amir Ahl Sunnah Mawlana Ali Asqalani Sahib, you can see that more than the aspect of doing dam, durood and all these kind of things, more than that, Amir Ahl Sunnah focuses more on self rectification, the pious deeds. So Amir Sunnah has given a tariqah, a way of getting rid of sins through muhasabah. This is one of the ways of tariqah, that looking and contemplating on yourself and thinking that how can I make myself better?
Subhanallah.
And that was one of the ways of the Sufis, that they used to use the approach of muhasabah, self-reflection, in order to get rid of the sins and implement the Sharia.
Great saints like Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. For that muhasaba, he did chilla at the mazar of Sayyiduna Data Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And all these great saints of Allah Azza wa Jal, for that, they had to go through a lot of struggles. Today, people stand up and say, I've got this. Now, one of the important rules for a prophet was to show his miracles so that people come towards Islam. But for a wali, it is that he hides his miracles. Mm. Yeah, all these things that happen, he hides them. Nowadays, we've come to a time where people are advertising them, and it's okay if a third party is doing it. Your murids are talking about their peer, that is different. But if a peer sahab stands on mic and says, this is what I can do for you, this is what I can do for you. If these things, like for example, I can take the jinn out of you, I can make your business successful, I can make you do that. Now, straight away, you need to understand that person is blowing his own trumpet. Keep well away from him.
Yeah.
That's not what our topic is today. Our topic was those people who love Allah. And again, I think it's to do with that topic as well, because if you think that person loves Allah and you blindly follow him, he's going to take you to a dead end or even to a pit that you're going to regret it later on. Now, there was a very famous Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We talked about him yesterday as well. His name was Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a very, very talented young man. And when he heard the call of Islam, he immediately accepted Islam. When he went home, his mother said to him that, I've heard that you accepted Islam, because they were hiding their iman. And he said that, yes, I have accepted Islam. So the mother, she says, well, if you accept Islam, then leave my house, go away from here. And as he was about to walk out of the door, and she goes, these clothes that you are wearing, they're mine as well. Take them off as well. So he wore a rag around his body and he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, that time when Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went to Darul Arqam, the scholars, they say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling the Sahaba ikram that the one who's going to walk through this door has left the dunya just for me and for the deen. Now that same Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the battle of Uhud, when there wasn't enough kafan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried and he says, so this Mus'ab lived a very lavish life. Look at him in his last moments. He doesn't even have a kafan to cover his body. These are the people that we can say that, yes, they loved Allah Azza wa Jalla because they left this world. Today, people like myself, I'll be honest with you. We say that we love Allah Ta'ala, but we love the dunya as well. We can't let the dunya go. We want the best house, the best car, the best food, the best biscuits. We want everything to be the best. Yet these people, they wanted the best only for the sake of deen. People sacrifice that.
Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, how his immense love was for the deen. As soon as he accepted Islam and he was being tortured, and they placed the stone on his chest, and he was laid on the hot, scorching hot desert. And his back was laid on it, and it was so hot that you could feel it. Still at that time, they were telling him that leave Islam, but what did he say? Allah is one, Allah is one. And he kept on pronouncing the name of Allah. So, the love of Allah can be seen in the lives of our Sahaba Ikram. That is why the Prophet he says that Sahaba Ikram are like the stars. So whichever one of you follow them, you will surely find guidance. So these are the people that we need to look into the seerah. And like Amir Sunnah says, Har Sahabi Nabi Jannati. So you know, any Sahabi, someone that's talking bad about the Sahaba Ikram, then he is also definitely someone who is not a correct person as well. You know, who are we to talk bad about the Sahaba Ikram? Who are we to ma'ad Allah swear at them? Who are we to ma'ad Allah blame them for things? You know,
these even if Habiba, even if your parents commit a serious sin, you'll never talk about them in front of other people. Exactly. You're going to hide their
You'll
sin.
Still always promote and give
you'll
them
promote izzet. Them. You'll talk good about them. Now, these Sahaba Ikram, there's only good to talk about them. They love Allah and Allah loves them as well. Now, there's a very beautiful story about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was with his companions, the Khawaris, and they came across a group of three people. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, you know, and they saw these people were really, you know, They were not nourished properly. They were really skinny. And, you know, you could see that these people were going through a tough time. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, what happened to you guys? Why are you in this state? And they said, we fear the fire of hell. We fear the fire of hell. And because of that fear, you know, this is what we are now. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for them that, Ya Allah, Allah ta'ala protect you from the fire of hell. And then he went and he saw another group of people. And they were even thinner than them. You know, even in a bad state than them. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, what happened to you? Why are you in this state? And the people, they said, we love paradise, you know, so much that we always yearn for paradise. So Isa alayhi salam made dua for them, may Allah grant you paradise. And then he came across a group of people and they were even thinner than them and in even a worse state than them. He goes, why are you in this state? And the people, they said, we love Allah Ta'ala. His love is so immense that we've drowned ourselves in the love of Allah. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said three times, he goes, you are the close ones to Allah.
Allah. A point just came to our mind. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, in his Arba'in Nawawi, the collection of 40 hadith. The first hadith in there is Innamal A'malu bin Niyat.
MashaAllah.
And in there, he's written a commentary as well to an explanation of the hadith as well. And he goes that the intention, there are many stages of intention. One intention is that we do it that we can attain paradise. So we do a good deed, namaz, so then we can gain paradise. One intention is that we do it so then we can. Not probably for paradise, even if we don't get paradise, but I'm doing it that Allah is pleased with me.
Subhanallah.
Okay, so that is the second level of intention. And people might be thinking, you know, this must be, you know, the highest level of intention, that, you know, you're not doing it for any purpose, but for the pleasure of Allah. But there's even a bigger and higher level of intention, and that is that you're doing it solely with the love of Allah. Why? That I am doing this action, I am praising Allah, I am, you know, worshipping Allah only because Allah is worthy of my worship. I don't want His pleasure, I don't want His Jannah. If that comes, marhaba. But at the end of the day, Allah is my creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me and He is worthy of my worship. He is worthy of my sajda. So that's why I'm doing
it. MashaAllah, there's a beautiful point as well on that same Innamal A'malu bin Niyyat. That, you know, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was migrating towards Madinatul Munawwara, there was a person who migrated. He knew a woman in Medina and he wanted to marry her. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to that person, what you are migrating for is not for Allah. You are migrating for that woman. So you will get what you are making the intention for. So again, so many things can come into this, yeah, when we give money in the way of Allah. You know, we support a family, you know, we give to the orphans, we send money abroad. You know, is it for the sake of Allah or is it that my name will be, you know, highlighted? Nowadays, there's a trend. Yeah, I went to a masjid once and I'm not going to mention the masjid name. And I said to him, why are you spending 10 minutes announcing pound is dita, one person gave £5, one person gave £2. Why are you making these announcements? You're spending 10 minutes. He goes, you know, if you don't make these announcements, no one's going to give to the masjid. You know, we've come to such a sad state that people will not give money to the masjid for the house of Allah if their name is not shouted out. I was confronted by someone as well. And he goes, I gave you £5. You didn't announce my name. I goes, you know what? Take 10 from me and go away, man. You know, so this is the state. You know, again, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. If you are given that money and you want your name to be shouted out because other people will follow you and they will give as well, that could be understandable. But sometimes what happens, Habiba, is, you know, I sometimes smile over this as well. I was sat in the masjid and You know, the person, he could have met Imam Sahib before. Okay, Imam Sahib, I'm traveling for Umrah. Please make dua for me, and I'm giving this money to the sake, for the sake of Allah. Don't announce it. Just keep it. That's it. Just make dua for me. Don't mention mine. He could have said that as well. But what happened was, the best time is when Imam Sahib finishes his farz, because everyone's there. So then he stands up, and Imam Sahib, shocked, why is he walking towards me? So he goes, main umre par jai reha dua kare paj pounder mein de raha ye teen hazar hai bada you wasted everything. Imam Sahib even mentioned that he goes, jazakallah for your donation. I don't think that's I'm not the one to judge, yeah, but this is not the way to give money in the way of Allah azza wa jalla. But like I said, don't judge anyone. If someone is doing something, just as they say, mind your own business in that, yeah. Okay, if you think that he needs to be talked to, to tell someone that will listen. If you go to someone and say, "Ek hai tarika, see, what's this all about? You know, you're giving the way of Allah and you're telling people," he's not going to be feeling happy, is he? So what you need to do is you need to try to speak to people in authority that can tell him as well. MashaAllah, Azawajal, we also have a daily hadith every day. Inshallah, Azawajal, let's go towards the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today we'll be listening to a hadith which relates to the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, one day, I helped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make wudu. Pleased, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Rabi'a, ask, you will be given for what you ask for. I replied, I ask you to keep me company in heaven. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further asked, anything else? I replied, just this. In other words, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after seeking your closeness in Jannatul Firdaus, what is left in this world and the hereafter for me to ask for? After Sayyidina Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked for the closeness of the beloved and blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus and declined to ask for anything else, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then help me by prostrating abundantly. In other words, we have granted you heaven, now keep offering nafl salah abundantly as gratitude. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this blessed hadith has refreshed our faith. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, the word ask uttered by the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any restriction and limitation shows that he has complete authority given to him by Allah azza wa jal. He can give whatever and to whomever he wants. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, mashallah, Azawajal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we have Habib bhai in the studio, mashallah, Azawajal. We did say that we're going to be talking about Jamiatul Madina, because at this moment in time, wherever you go, it's Jamia, Jamia, Jamia. Habib bhai, Jamiatul Madina, can you tell us a bit about Jamiatul Madina, especially the open days, where they're happening, how someone can enroll as well?
So Jamiatul Madina, for the viewers that don't know, is that institution of Dawat Islami which is producing the ulama and teaching the alim course, which is traditionally known as Dars-e-Nizami. So this is a open for both males and females. And mashallah, we have Jamiatul Madina in various locations in the UK. For the sisters, we've got roughly around about 6 locations. So we have Birmingham, Bradford, Blackburn, Derby, Bury. And then for the boys, we have full-time Jamia as well as part-time Jamia as well. Full-time, the locations are in Bradford, Luton and Birmingham, as well as Rochdale and Blackburn as well. And there's also part-time Jamiatul Madina And that's in various locations as well. So the locations I just said, as well as that in Leicester as well for the boys part-time. So this is open for anyone that wants to join over the age of 16 years and above. And it's a completely free of cost course. So there's no payment involved in if you want to study Darsan Zami. Alhamdulillah, Dawood Islami will teach you free of cost. Tanzul Madaris in Pakistan. Alhamdulillah, it's a recognized university degree as well. So regarding this course, it's my request that the viewers of Madin channel try to, if they themselves can enroll onto the course, that would be brilliant. And it is a big commitment given 6 years of your life to studies. But if you yourself, you can't, then find people in from your family, your relatives that are at the age and that are suited and can go to Jamiatul Madinah to study to become Islamic scholars. And Amir al-Sunnat, he says himself that it's my khwaij, it's my desire that every household has one alim in there as well. So try to have this desire yourself that at least if I can't become a scholar, then my children, they should become scholars. And you'll start to see that people that are scholars, the lineage ends up becoming all scholars as well.
SubhanAllah.
And SubhanAllah, that's a beautiful aspect of studying deen, that the blessing of the knowledge of Islam then goes down into the next generation as well. So in regards to admissions, if you visit www.jamiatulmadinauk.net, jamiatulmadinauk.net, jamiatulmadinauk.net. So this website, you go into that, the information is there as well regarding the syllabus, the course, extra information, anything that you need to find out about the course, about the Jamia, it's all on the website as well. And if you want further information, you can contact us via the website. And on there, there's a button which says admissions. If you click on that button, there'll be a form that will appear. You just need to fill that form in, and after that, you'll be called for
You don't need to print
interview.
It out.
You don't need to print it out, just fill it in online. So that's the procedure for the admissions.
So this is an ideal opportunity for the parents, especially, like you said, Amir al-Sunnat wants every household to have one alim adeen.
Yeah.
If you couldn't study or become Hafiz or an alim, why do we not make the zen, the mind of our children as well? And we've got a very beautiful segment that we have today, inshallah, is about Quranic wonders. So it's a 2-minute clip, inshallah. Let's watch this and we'll come back to Jamiatul Madinah. Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu ta'ala.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, would not miss any opportunity of calling people towards righteousness. Even when walking or traveling, they would convey the call to righteousness. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Bashar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, Fasawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and I were going to Syria when a person suddenly came and said, having salam to us, O Abu Yusuf, give me some advice. Listening to this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wept and then said, conveying the call to righteousness, O brother, the frequent coming and going of days and nights indicate that your body is weakening, your age is ending, and your death is fast approaching. Oh my brother, you must not be satisfied unless you have known for sure that you would have a good end. Never get heedless, because you do not know whether you would enter paradise or hell, and whether Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you because of His mercy and bounty, or is displeased with you because of your sins and heedlessness. O feeble man, do not forget what you actually are. You were an impure droplet in the beginning and would be a rotten corpse in the end. If you are unable to realize the depth of my advice now, you will soon realize that when you're buried in your grave, where you will feel shame, but it will be of no use. Saying this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became silent and began to weep. Overcome with emotion, the person seeking advice also began to cry. The narrator goes on to say that both of them wept so much that they became unconscious. Seeing this, the narrator also wept. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You are watching Rise and Shine. Mashallah, we have Habib bhai in the studio. Habib bhai, mashallah, is a graduate from Jamiatul Madina in Bradford, mashallah. And we give the title of Madini to all those who were graduation from Jamiatul Madina. But that doesn't mean that everyone who has the title Madini is an alim. I know a guy whose second name is Madini. He's not an Alim Madina. I thought he was, but he says that, look, I'm not an Alim, it's just my name. And also, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the title given to the scholars that study in Jamiatul Madina is Madani. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal.
Yes, so regarding the title as well, so this is a something that is given after you've received the sunnat, the graduation. And you got to understand, someone that receives the graduation, it's not 100% he is an alim as well. You know, Darsan Nizami or studying for 6 years, you can say is the key to becoming an alim. Mm. The true struggle comes after you've studied, because in the Darsan Nizami, you can say you learn the basic ulum that will build you to become a very good alim adin. But in the normal public eye, someone that's completed the Darsan Nizami, they normally call him an alim. But a true alim is someone who studied very well and has deep understanding of the rules of Aqeedah and Fiqh as well. If they visit our social media platforms, so you can go to our website as well, jamiatulmadinauk.net. The events will be there. On the events page, you can see the open days. As well as that, if you have Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, you can go on to Jamiatul Madina UK, Jamiatul Madina UK, and visit our Facebook page and our Instagram page, our Twitter page. You can also click follow as well. We're on YouTube as well. We have many lectures on YouTube that you can visit there as well. So subscribe to our YouTube channel and hit the bell icon as well so you can get notifications. And same goes with Facebook, like our page, follow our Instagram page, and follow our Twitter page as well. So the information will all be on there. And you can also contact us by them pages if you have any questions and things. So some people might be asking, what exactly is taught in this course? So we say Dars-e-Nizami, you know, we say Alim course, but what consists in that? What subjects are taught? So some people have this mindset that it's only Quran and Hifz. So this is different from Hifz and becoming a Hafiz. The Alim course consists of the Islamic sciences, things like Arabic grammar. So why do we need to study Arabic grammar? Because the Quran and Hadith is in Arabic. Mashallah. To have well deep understanding of Quran and Hadith.
You know, just to give a little guidance to the viewers, you know, it's like, why do you need to know the Arabic grammar? You're not going to speak Arabic. But it's like, for example, in the Quran, it says, Bismillah. Why is he not Basmallah? Why Bismillah? So this language, yeah. The Arabic grammar will teach you. Why is it Alhamdu, not Alhamda? Why is it when we say the Azan, it's Ashhadu Anna Muhammad Rasulullah. When we read the Kalima, it's La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yeah. So this Arabic grammar teaches you why that is.
Yeah. And then,
even I know that as well.
And then other subjects are Arabic rhetoric, which is called balagha, which is basically the reasons for why, for example, this sentence is structured in this way. Why is the reason for that? What is the meaning behind that? So that is also taught as well. And then other than Arabic, we have fiqh, which is Islamic jurisprudence. So how to pray salah, the rulings regarding salah, the rulings regarding nikah, talaq, Islamic business, finance, fasting, hajj, all these things come under that topic.
Mashallah.
Usulul fiqh, with the principles of fiqh, meaning how were these rulings formed? Okay, so Quran, hadith, how do we take the rulings from Quran and hadith? And then we have the topic of hadith itself, and usul hadith, which is the categorization of hadith. So is this hadith sahih? Is this hadith munqati? Is this hadith mawzu? So that will be explained in usul hadith. And then we have ilm al-kalam, which is aqidah, Islamic theology, Islamic creed. So that will go over the aqidah, the belief in system of Islam. We have topics such as mantiq, which is logic. Mostly it's taken from the Greeks as well. And subjects like, we also have the subject of munazara. Okay, so munazara rashidiyah is taught as well. And like this, many other several topics are included into this course. Tafsir, I forgot to mention one of the main ones, tafsir and usul tafsir as well. So the principles of the commentary of the Quran and how and why different verses were revealed, and as well as that the commentary of Quran itself as well. So the focus of Dars-e Nizami is to go over the Islamic sciences, things which are important to becoming an Islamic scholar.
MashaAllah, you know, here I would like to address the viewers that look, maybe, you know, I look at myself as well, you know, it's getting a bit hard for me to, you know, go to the Jamia and learn Dars-e Nizami. But, you know, I would love my children to do that. And alhamdulillah, my daughter already goes to the Jamia in Bradford. They've got their fourth year exam, so she's going to be in her last year next year, inshallah. So like you mentioned, have an alim or an alima in the family is going to be brilliant. Now just imagine you reading the Quran, you know, if there's any youngsters who are listening, just imagine reading the Quran and you know what you're reading about. You know, it's like having a manual of something, but you don't know, you don't understand. You know, I had a manual and I was reading. I thought this is a bit funny. Then I realized that that's in German. You know, so obviously I don't understand German. But if I read English, I would have understood it. In the same way, just imagine you're reading the Arabic, but you don't understand it. But just imagine if you do understand it. And you know, Inal Habibi mentioned that, you know, this just gives you the tools. You know, you've just learned about the tools of, you know, of Islam. And then after that, when you start to have your own self-study, you go into different, and Habibi, this doesn't mean that, you know, mashallah, you're an alim. But what's your, at this moment in time, you're in Jamiat. Basically, you're on the social media side of Jamiatul Madina. So it doesn't mean that Maulvi Sahib has to be on the Musalla and lead five times namaz. That is one of the, you know, endings.
There's many career aspects. You know, we've got, for example, I also go to the prison as well as a volunteer chaplain.
All right, okay.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, not as a as a
negative
inmate,
thing is exactly good,
as a prison imam.
Mashallah.
So alhamdulillah, that's a job that can be taken after Dars-e Nizami. We've got things like becoming an author. Okay, we need people that can write articles, that can write books, a translator, translating from Arabic to English, you know, other jobs, for example, an Islamic teacher. There's many other jobs that one can do after Dars-e Nizami. And alhamdulillah, with Dawat-e Islami, we have many departments, and Amir al-Sunnat Mawlana Ali Asqadri, he says that every department needs a madani, so yes, needs an alim-e-deen in there. So then everything that we're doing in that department is 100% according to Sharia, and if there's anywhere where we fall short in terms of Sharia, at least the alim that's there, he can guide us and help us through that part. So there's many departments of Dawat Islami. Anything that you have a liking in Dawat Islami, you can go towards that field as well. So alhamdulillah, there's many things that we can do after the Dars-e Nizami, but the main purpose and your intention should be that I am seeking the knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your intention from the start is correct, then inshallah, the end result, you will get a very fruitful result. But if at the start of the Dars-e Nizami, your intention is, oh no, I want to do it because my parents are telling me to do it, I don't really want to do it, or my intention is that I want to become a scholar, people know me, and you know, people, I get the fame, then you know, you can study, you might get the fame as well,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, the pleasure of Allah will not be there.
You'll get the fame, but that's not our aim.
That's not our aim.
MashaAllah. Let's watch Ghulam Rasool as well, inshallah.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh wow, how beautiful it looks. Let me put this color over here. That's nice. Hold on, where's my other block? Yes, there it is.
Why did I put my things? I just put it here, but it's not even here. Oof. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Why are you reciting sallallahu ala Muhammad?
It is stated in a blessed hadith that if a person forgets something, he should recite salat and salam. Inshallah, he will remember that forgotten thing.
Have you lost something that you can't find?
Yes, I can't find my stationery pouch and my notebook. I can't remember where I put them.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, I remember now. I know where it is. Let me go and get it for you.
Oh, that's great. Jazakallahu khaira.
There you go, Brother Ghulam Rasool. There you go!
Hmm. balconies, Fatima, you don't give something by throwing it. These are bad manners. Whenever you want to give something to someone, give it to him in his hand, with your right hand.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will be careful in future.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, these are characters that are made up so that they can teach our children the deen as well. Because majority of children watch cartoons and try to, you know, make your children watch these cartoons of Ghulam Rasool, because they have a character, but that character is not a fictional character. It's not a character that can fly. You know, like we've got a lot of characters that people believe in and our children want to be like them. You know, try to teach your children about these characters, alhamdulillah. And like Ghulam Rasool teaches you about the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji Habib, we've got 3 minutes left. I've got a promo that I wanted to show as well. Let's go and watch the promo that we've got today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
There are many ways to earn the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and reward from His court. Let me share with you an idea where you can earn huge amounts of reward. Yes, all you have to do is to support what you're watching right now. Yes, Madani channel. Imagine, your donation will be used to raise the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In order to mention the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to mention the hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and to say the naat of Mustafa, to explain the tafsir of Quran and shara of hadith, to distribute the knowledge and wisdom to the world. You can imagine a great cause and its reward waiting for you in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You can set up a standing order onto these details and support your beloved Madani channel.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel, sort code 309773, account number 4363456 0, IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3450, BIC LOYD GB21087. Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habib, today's topic was those who love Allah azza wa jal. Any last words on this topic today?
The last words I would like to go back to is the Quran Pak. To have the love of Allah and get that love back from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah azza wa jal. That was a short and sweet last message of Habib bhai, subhanAllah azza wa jal. Jazakallah khairah for watching. Hopefully, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will see you back. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.